The resolution declares the need to move ahead on a years-long effort to tear down the 68-year-old Polaris Hotel building and to redevelop the property. The measure calls for the city to first secure a federal grant to help deal with the asbestos, mold, and other biohazards that have contaminated the structure over the past 17 years since it was vacated.
Our specific task is to take down a 95,000 square foot building on a 16,500 square foot site.
Council members David Prues and June Rogers co-introduced the measure. Prues says it lays out a redevelopment plan that would revitalize downtown and provide needed shops and attractions.
We have to have a project, we have determined, ready to go with an investor developer so we can get the $10 million from a federal entity to do that.
That entity is the Environmental Protection Agency. The grant would come from the agency's Brownfields program, which helps municipalities clean up contaminated properties to make them ready for redevelopment. But Councilmember Jerry Cleworth said the type of redevelopment outlined in the resolution is limited mainly to a convention and performing arts center.
I don't want this to be focused on just one project or two projects. There are a lot of exciting things out there that could happen on this property if we ever get the Polaris taken down.
Cleworth says he'd also like to see the resolution promote more retail shops downtown, including what he called a high-end marketplace,
which would bring people into the core not only during the day, but also into the evening.
Prues says the non-binding resolution doesn't necessarily commit the city to building only a convention and performing arts center, and he says it assumes much of the redevelopment would include retail shops.
We all recognize that whatever we do on the first floor of anything built on the Polaris site must have retail economic development in it.
Cleworth says he's also concerned about the price tag of some of the redevelopment projects that have been proposed for the site.
There's an annual deficit projected on the project if it ever came to fruition of close to $1.5 million. And again, that's without the debt service. It would require us raising the sales taxes on hotel motel, 4% or something. It would require an ongoing subsidy.
Cleworth proposed a substitute version of the resolution that would include language to broaden the goals of the redevelopment. That measure failed, but Councilmember Valerie Therrien then proposed an amendment to the resolution that added language promoting construction of major retail outlets and condominiums.
I think that this would take into consideration Jerry's concern.
The amendment passed, and all six council members then voted to adopt the measure. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.